Danny De Silva, good morning to you. You would have been up early this morning watching Australia down Syria, wouldn't you?
No, I wasn't up that early. I had training this morning, so I had to get some rest in. But I saw the result, so that's good for us.
Good result for Australia, indeed. Yeah. Just how is training going? You had a good win the other day over Adelaide, and you're sitting third on the ladder. How's Tricks Sydney FC way?
Yeah, going good. Obviously, like you said, a good win for us, an important win as well on the weekend. And, you know, another big game coming up this weekend as well. So, hopefully we'll prepare the same way as we did last week, you know, well. And we'll go into the game with confidence, of course. And then, you know, we'll get another victory and another 3 points.
Absolutely. It was a good win. It was an exciting win over Adelaide at Jubilee Oval at the weekend. Concerned at any stage that it wasn't going to pan out that way?
Oh, no, look, I think, obviously at the end, in the last minute or so, Redmayne made an unbelievable save. Mm. So, you know, that was maybe a little bit of a worry in that moment of the game. But, you know, I think we felt pretty comfortable, you know, once we went 2-0 up. You know, I think, it's hard for any team to come back from 2-0, and especially against us, and especially at home.
Well, you have no problems, Danny, scoring goals. I'm just looking at your rap sheet here. You're finding the back of the net plenty of times. Siem De Jong scoring. Adam Lafondra is absolutely flying. It must be great to play beside those guys who have been on a big stage, world stage, international stage.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, when big players like those two come to Australia, and you know, you can play with them and train with them, and you know, obviously having had the career that they've had, you know, it's obviously good to watch them and how they are, and you know, me being a young player as well, to learn some things from them. So yeah, you know, I really enjoy playing with them, and you know, yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Danny, what's it been like under Steve Corica, the new Sydney FC coach this year? You know, Graham Arnold had a strong legacy there, and I know you joined in midway through last year. You know, what's it been like under Steve, and have your teammates told you what it's like, what if there's been any change compared to what it was like under Arnie?
Oh yeah, look, I'm really enjoying it under Steve. You know, he likes to play really attacking football, and you know, I think he wants to just every game that we play, you know, he wants to just destroy the team, you know, and score as many goals as possible. And you know, that's what I like as well. You know, I like to play football and score as many goals as possible, and you know, I think that's the legacy that he's trying to leave as well. You know, play nice attacking football, and you know, really just dominate the game and dominate the team. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Give us a bit of insight into half time. How does he go? Is he cool, calm, and collected, or does he kick the chairs and slam the doors?
No, he's always pretty cool, calm, and collected. You know, obviously, has to give us a bit of a rev up as well to go back out there in the second half and get the job done. So, you know, I think that's important as well that a coach has that. But yeah, you know, I think he's always pretty cool, calm, and collected. And yeah, you know, he says the right things, and you know, we get the job done.
And we heard during the week through the Premier League, Pep Guardiola said, don't worry about Liverpool. We'll just keep going our way. Is it the same with you guys sitting at the moment third on the ladder with Perth Glory out in front and going pretty well under Popovich?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we obviously can't control what Glory do. So, you know, we just got to focus on ourselves, and we've got to just make sure that every game that we go into, we come away with the 3 points, you know, and then, you know, there's still quite a few games to go, and then at the end of the season, we'll see where we're at. So for us, that's just the most important thing, you know, and then, yeah, if we keep on picking up 3 points, you know, as much as possible, then, you know, at the end of the season, that's what matters, how many points you finish on, not in the middle of the season. So we'll just have to wait and see.
You've got Newcastle Jets at Jubilee again this weekend. $1.85, Newcastle Jets $4.10. You drew with them last time, 1-1. What can we expect from the Jets this time around, Danny?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what to expect from the Jets. Obviously, they'll want to come here with a win, try to get a win. But, you know, now we're pretty hard to beat at home, you know. So, you know, we'll definitely give them a very good game. And but yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. And the most important thing is the 3 points. And of course, as well, it would be great if we had a big crowd as well. It's, you know, it's not too late for anybody. So obviously the fans will be great, and they'll obviously help us sometimes in the end to push us over the line for the victory.
Well, they're chasing to get inside that top six, Newcastle. They just sit outside there. They're a couple of points behind Adelaide United. Are there any... Are there any easy games in this competition, Danny, looking at Central Coast down the bottom there, Brisbane Roar struggling, they've had change of coach. Your rivals, crosstown rivals, the Wanderers also hurting. Are there any easy games?
No, I don't reckon there's any easy games, Bailey. I think it's, in this league, it's very much so on the day. You know, it's very much who maybe wants it more, or whoever turns up more, a bit more focused, or whatever it may be. You know, I think every game is a tough game. There's never an easy game. It's a very physical league as well. So, yeah, you know, every game you've got to go into it feeling as fresh and as fit as possible. And, yeah, you know, just hopefully you come out with 3 points.
Very good. Thanks very much, Danny. So it's a big game this weekend. Sydney FC up against the Newcastle Jets. Thanks for joining us on the show, Danny.
Cool. Thanks, guys.